This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Election Day is Tuesday, so turn in your ballot. It's too late to mail it in. Drop it off at any ballot box drop-off location in the state. That goes for kids who may be away at college in Colorado. You can also get a ballot at any voter services polling center and fill it out in person. Steamboat Springs Police has confirmed 6 reports of political yard signs being stolen from yards. The town of Hayden is also reporting its first theft of a political yard sign late last Thursday or Friday morning on Honeysuckle. All of the signs that were stolen were Harris Walls signs. The latest map of collared wolf activity shows wolves in North and South Route County, most of Rio Blanco County, none in Moffat County, though. But CPW also reports a wolf has crossed south of I-70. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Jeff Davis also sent a letter to Club 20 saying CPW staff plans to finalize a definition of chronic depredation sometime this month. A training session for non-lethal wolf conflict reduction training is from 6 to 9 tonight. It's in Meeker in the exhibit hall at the Rio Blanco County Fairgrounds. The Eco Club at Simo Springs High School held up signs about climate change Friday afternoon in front of the Route County Courthouse. Junior Shay Spear says it's to raise awareness about the climate crisis.
It's important because climate change is going to impact our future profoundly. And so it matters now that we make change in the moment. And so we're out here today just to continue the discussion on climate action. And so that we can make sure that what we do keeps happening and we don't lose steam.
Local groups have been awarding grants. The Steamboat Springs Rotary Club has awarded $20,000 in grants to local groups, schools, and government agencies in Route County through its endowment fund. The Steamboat Sotheby's Community Fund is giving close to $5,000 to 7 local nonprofit organizations. The Route County Board of Commissioners, they're meeting at 9:30 Tuesday morning. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners has a workshop today with Jennifer Riley, the CEO of Memorial Regional Health, and then a tour of the motocross track in Moffat County this afternoon. There are 2 vaccination clinics today. The first one's for seniors and veterans from 9 to 11 at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. The second is from 2 to 6 this afternoon at 101 Main Street in Yampa. Moffat County Public Health is hosting a CPR class for the community from 9 to 2 tomorrow in the new Moffat County Courthouse. The City of Craig is accepting bags and leaves and tree limbs from 8 to 2 today through Friday at the City Road and Bridge Shop. Ruby Frank of Steamboat Springs has been chosen to perform in the opening number of the prestigious ThesCon in Denver next month for the 4th year in a row. She's a senior at Yampa Valley High School. In football, Steamboat Sailors beat Glenwood, Moffat County beat Middle Park, Hayden lost to West Grand, and Sirocco lost to Plateau Valley. Local high school cross-country athletes competed at the Colorado State Cross-Country Championships over the weekend in Colorado Springs. There's a list of how they did on our website. Xavier Knott defended his title, took first place in the Unified Division. Another first-place finish was Taya Wren from Rangeley in 2A. The Steamboat 12UA hockey team won the Rocky Mountain Rumble tournament in Steamboat on Sunday. I'm Shannon Lucas. And that's the news. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.